Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Little Chicago brings us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan, the author of Inbox Detox. She is a certified professional coach. She is qualified to be able to talk to us about how to get better in our small businesses, how to become better managers and better chief executives. We have to wear both of those hats. Marcia, thanks again for hanging out with us. Before we get back into the great way you've been helping us understand goal setting, I want you to tell us about this big event you got coming up.
Well, it's the International Clean Out Your Inbox Week, Jim.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it sounds kind of edgy or maybe even a little bit corny, but it is always the last full week of January. And we're amassing people from all over the world to both individually and in their work groups decide to clean out their inboxes kind of all at one time.
Right.
And I've actually teamed up with someone from Australia and someone from London who are also email productivity experts.
Give us some ideas on how to clean them out.
Do you have about 5 hours? the first one is to turn the dang ding off. Just turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
And stay out of it. Stay out of your inbox and into your calendar if you want to get things done.
I do not have the sound on on my email.
Good for you.
No, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, well, we have a whole Facebook page on it, and it's the Facebook page Inbox Week.
Yeah.
Your listeners are interested.
Tell us about it. What's the address?
Facebook.com/InboxWeek.
Inbox Week. Okay, so check that out, folks. Well, let's go ahead. I want to talk about this. I think I'd like to hear more about this because here's what I do. I put critical files in their own folders. I'm not great at it, but I do it as often as I can. But then, and this you may not like this, but I put every other file that I think I need because I'm a pack rat. I put all those files in their own folder by date, like 2010, 11, 12. But I do leave up the last 6 months of, I keep 6 months of emails in my inbox. But by the time they're, are the ones that don't go into another file. And the reason I do that is that way because sometimes I want to go back and find a quick email or a phone number or something like that I don't have anywhere else. Or I go back and look at a quick conversation or something. But anyway, that's how I organize my email. How bad is that?
Well, I think I need to come visit you and have an intervention.
Oh, yeah. Now, be nice. Be nice, Marcia.
I'm only kidding.
Listen. When it comes to interventions for me, you're going to have to get in line. You're not next. So on so many levels. Go ahead. But how? What would you? I bet I'm not a lot different from a lot of people.
Well, one of the most important points is that when you have a lot of clutter, it wastes time. And in your situation, maybe it's better to take those items and put them in a folder so that they're not cluttering up your inbox, so that the only thing that you're dealing with is what comes in that's new, so that you can decide what to do with it. And there's a whole kind of process that it takes a little bit longer for me
to explain. I appreciate the approach you're coming at, but you're one man's clutter is another man's organization.
As long as that's what it is.
Yeah.
But when we have people who are scrolling up and down through 250 items, looking for what their next task is going to be, they could have decided.
Oh no! That's not that. No, these are historical records. For example, let's say that you and I, the first time we ever met, we didn't know if we were going to spend more time together or not, and you sent me an email, and it was 4 months ago, And all of a sudden, I remembered you, and I wanted to email you. I'd go back, and I wouldn't have a file for you because I only got one email for you. And maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't put it in the in my contacts. And so I'd go back. I'd remember your name. I'd go back, and I'd search for Marcia Egan. There'd be your email, and there would be what we said.
Well, I think the point here is if you're using your inbox as a to-do list.
Oh,
it's the most dysfunctional
way to
have a to-do list. And that's what a lot of people, when we say clean out your inbox, is we're trying to help them get organized.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're relying on what's coming in each day, you're giving the most current thing the urgent priority, which is usually not the case.
Right.
And getting, tying it in with goal setting, if you're always focusing on that new email, not working on the important thing that could get you to that, $1 million in your business.
Right.
You're just handling the email and making sure that goes away, rather than doing what's going to get you your big million.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all about setting the right priorities. And people who are living out of their inboxes are many times wasting time looking for things just to do.
Right.
And
yeah, now that's not my situation. And I don't think that's most small business owner situation. We got too many things to do. Marcia, I have to wrap it up, but when you come over to help me with my email, will you start with my desk? That's what I really need the most help with.
That's a plan, Jim.
that's another story, isn't it? I need your website again, please.
InboxDetox.com and MarciaEgan.com.
And also Facebook.com/InboxWeek.
Inbox Week.
All right. Hey, Marcia. Oh, and also the book is Inbox Detox, folks. Check it out, and you'll become a lot more effective with your email. Thanks, Marcia. Come back soon. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.